Should retrogress to all the mean lowliness of our imagined yesteryears. The past is a fabrication thing, some fictitious one-dimension fantasy made to be or seem to be real in the hope that we might see with intuition's eye beyond the shadow scenes of yesterday's. Yes, to see, we must, to see the living beauty's sympathy. The greater, alter universe is just the place where we should be. This earthbound dream is illusion's child, a strong delusion. A one-dimension fantasy. This is the space age, the age beyond the Earth age. A different direction beyond the gravitations of the past. This is the space age. Prepare for the journey. You have a rendezvous with the living wisdom of the unadulterated fate. Prepare for the journey. Like a happy child, you will step out of the pages of the blinding blend of the book and gaze, astounded at the endless space of the cosmo void. Your new course is the cosmic way. Your new vehicle is the cosmic plane. You are to reach, approach the omni-cosmo way. You will learn to journey with courage, with fiery aim to find the even greater day of the even greater tomorrow. The cosmo timeless realm of the omni evolution immortality day. Inside Cannon Temple, monks chant. Outside Cannon Temple, bell strikes. From inside Cannon Temple, flowers and oranges and the smell of sweet incense drift through the door to where I stand on the steps. Of empty shoes. Inside Cannon Temple, worshippers quietly sit, listen to chant and drum and song and thick, sweet air. In the green and golden light of every spring, like a seat, a vow of time, more ancient than the Buddha, she, old, hunched, leaving Cannon Temple. He sings the name of families. Sings ancestors' names. Generation to generation to generation. In the world and outside the world, music always calls. In this world and the next is always beautiful music. Inside Cannon Temple, worshippers sing a mournful tune and slowly ring their bells as the afternoon peels away like a slowly ringing bell. Perfect afternoon. Outside Cannon Temple, prayer plaques bang in the wind. Inside this life and the next, our mothers and fathers are worn by us, like skin, like sun, like this perfect spring day, worn by us like shoes, named by us after giving us names. One monk takes it out with a fast-paced prayer, like reinventing bop or time. He causes the breeze to gently rise outside of Cannon Temple, though he doesn't even know it. He rattles off names as fast as birds can call, gives birth to dark and light and hair, only I am moving outside of Cannon Temple. My body sways in spite of itself. Inside Cannon Temple, life goes on, goes by and starts and stops in spite of itself. Babies are born of words inside Canon Temple. Outside Canon Temple, a new season begins, like a bell contemplating its own sound. The woman sings slow, a waka about spring, a ballad about this world and the next. The monk starts up again, and cities roll off his tongue, like solo and chorus. But not really, like breakfast and dinner, but not really, like inside and outside, perhaps. He reads the names from the gold plaques, names from this world and the next. Outside Canon Temple, the rooster begins to crow. He has had enough of the spirit, just wants to get on with things. His voice is as rich as those inside, as rich as the coins dropped into the box. His skin is gold, his skin the color of the young monk's robes.